Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about Joe Biden. We haven't actually gotten much into the news story here. Biden, of course, is running for president in 2020, and it seems like he is the official front runner, so says the media, although... as Conan has pointed out, I don't actually know anyone who likes Joe Biden. Of course, I don't know many people who like any of the Democrats.
Around here, North Keene, all the way up to Walpole, I see Buttigieg signs everywhere.
Butt plug.
There are a couple of...
I can say that.
There are some Tulsi signs here and there. I see some... Yeah, a couple Sanders signs here and there, but...
I see a lot of Sanders signs.
It seems to be mostly Pete.
Really?
And I don't know, but of course, I'm talking about a town that is made up of yuppies and farmers.
Well, you certainly drive around here more than I do, but I'm used to seeing more Tulsi Gabbard signs and, I guess, Yang is the second most common.
I've seen a couple of Yang signs here and there, but you know, everyone wants that $1,000 a month. That'll really help.
Sadly.
Help us all out. Get some more of that free cheddar.
Some of that robots took your jobs.
What are you going to do? Robots took my job.
It's amazing that anyone would support that because, I mean, his plan for paying for that is a value-added tax, right? And so even if he manages to work things out where this tax actually pays for the $1,000 a month.
Right.
It's just a matter of them taking $1,000 from you to give it back to
you.
Well,
he'll probably end up wanting to tax the robots as well. I mean, that's one of the arguments right there. So anyone making robots, sorry, you know, you kicked out.
I think we should combine all our plans. Everybody should get $1,000 a month to go to a free college where you pretend to be an Indian so that you can compete with robots.
Well, of course. I mean, if any minority is going to beat the robots, it would be the Native Americans.
Yes.
With their spirits and their totems.
Yes. It's Ghost in the Machine.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, on the subject of video games, Biden said, as you may recall, the criticism I got for meeting with the leaders in Silicon Valley when I was... I mean, how many games are actually being made in Silicon Valley? It can't be very many. I think Blizzard is out there, and that's it.
I'm not actually sure about that. Where are most gaming developers? Where's Bethesda at? Are they
Bethesda is in Bethesda.
Seattle?
I think it's somewhere here in New England. I don't remember the state now.
Oh, that's barely.
But they have their Canada operation as well, Canadians.
Yeah.
So Silicon Valley does make a lot of stuff.
Yes, but I don't think they make very many video games, though. So. Just the ones from Blizzard, I think.
Apps.
Rockstar Games is in New York.
So anyway, when I was trying to work out an agreement dealing with them protecting intellectual property for artists in the United States of America, and at one point, one of the little creeps sitting around that table who was close to a billionaire, who told me he was an artist because he was able to come up with games to teach you how to kill people. Almost certainly did not happen. But that's probably the way this old man remembers it.
It does seem like 90% of his stories he heard from somewhere else. Way back when, 50 years ago, some story he heard, and he's just retelling it like it's his own. So, I mean, who knows if this even happened? But definitely...
Well, he seems to have actually met with...
He definitely has feelings for Silicon Valley and those young creeps... And their video games.
Well, of course he was.
Video games.
Of course he was. He's an old man. He's scared of them, their video games. I mean, that's what old people do. As for which game executive Biden was...
I'm just imagining a video game right now where, like, there's cockroaches trying to climb up those blonde leg hairs and you're trying to smack them off.
Oh, my God. We could totally make that.
All right, the developers out there, you got your next game where you... it's one of those tap games where you tap the screen.
A clicker game.
So you got your hairy leg.
I mean, you can download multiple
One hand smacking off the cockroaches, the other hand trying to, like... you know, stroke some young girl's head and bring her closer.
Oh,
so you can
God.
Just pointing
Biden's
out.
Biden's a game.
You can download Multimedia Fusion for free and make a clicker in about an hour.
It's called Creepy Uncle Joe.
Creepy Uncle Joe.
Not, you can't put he's probably trademarked his name. You can't put Biden on it.
Stage one would be the cockroaches. Stage two would be trying to push the girl's head down.
It's like the theme song to Cotton Eye Joe, except for it's Creepy Old Joe.
So anyway, and then one of these righteous people said to me that, you know, we are the economic engine of America. We are the ones. And fortunately, I had done a little homework before I went, and I said, you know, I find it fascinating. As I added up these seven outfits, everyone's there but Microsoft, which leaves out a lot of major tech companies and gaming companies. But okay, Uncle Joe, Microsoft and Windows, that's what you know of technology. I said, you have fewer people on your payroll than all the losses that General Motors just faced in the last quarter, so don't lecture me about how you've created all this employment.
I don't know. Did the creepy little kid actually say that he created employment, or they create industry?
He said that they are the economic engine of America. So, I mean, he didn't say they created
jobs. But that was his comeback, though, was... You don't create jobs, which is how these politicians actually rate success. Is how, you know, how many people are, you know, employed.
Well,
I wouldn't say that it's accurate. I mean,
well, certainly not. There may not be a whole lot of people in the gaming industry who are hired to make video games. In fact, it's a terrible industry to work in, probably the worst in the United States. But you have to have retail stores that sell those video games. You have to have people working at Valve and Origin, EA, that sell those video games. And all of those people wouldn't have jobs if there weren't video games to sell. GameStop, I hear, is going out of business.
I don't know. I just think the truest irony here of this whole thing is Joe Biden calling anyone other than himself
a creep.
Yeah.
Yes. And how long ago was this, anyways? This is the 24th... No, no, this is...
This is a recent story.
Yeah, this is an article from today.
But when was he in this meeting, though?
When he was... He said it just a moment ago.
That was during Obama's time.
I don't recall.
During his vice president days.
I don't recall, and it doesn't specify exactly when this allegedly happened. But the whole idea is nonsense. Nobody's training to kill people by playing video games, much to the dismay of the American military, which would love to just slap some people in front of Call of Duty and have trained soldiers come out 24 hours later.
America's army.
Trained drone pilots. Enforcers.
Now, I have heard that the Air Force is considering, or the U.S. Army is considering, using like PlayStation-style controllers to maneuver their vehicles, but I don't know if there's any truth to that or not. I wouldn't be surprised.
I hate consoles.
Yeah.
Navy, keyboard and mouse.
Oh, yeah,
so
sure.
So much more control than your stupid little remote control. If you're gonna do it,
I'd rather use a controller to control a vehicle. You ever played a racing game with keyboard and mouse?
I would rather use a steering wheel to control a vehicle with foot pedals.
I don't know. I mean, foot pedals, yes. I agree with you about foot pedals, but
why?
I don't think it's necessary.
If you have your finger pedals here, yeah. What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, you can absolutely.
I mean, this is the same reason I won't use a controller to play any console game when you're playing a shooter. I'm using my thumbs
to aim.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, if I have a steering wheel, I'm using... I have just so much more control over the...
You're going to aim a gun with a steering wheel?
I'm talking about a driving game.
Well, I'm talking about GTA, and I would rather drive a car in GTA with a controller than a keyboard and mouse. Have you ever tried playing Grand Theft Auto with a keyboard and mouse?
I have only ever played GTA with a keyboard and mouse.
Huh.
I'm great at it.
I could
do third person. I could shoot back into first person.
I want to get online and play a GTA race against you.
I also
want this to happen. We need to set a date for this.
Well, as you know, I still don't own 5.
Oh, this is the problem.
But one day.
I have 5 on Steam.
That's what I'm waiting for, a 75% off at least sale, so I can purchase
what are you offering?
What is it?
I was indeed. That's exactly what I was going to say. You can loan games.
A 5-year-old game?
You're being called out. You're being offered to play on Arian's account.
I don't know how I feel about playing on someone else's account. But what? I will get the game soon. It's coming. It's down. Okay. It's in the charts. It's on the calendar.
Well, evidently, the New York City Police Department has figured out a $10 million way that they can hack into iPhones. More about that in a moment. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
So Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. Again, it's local.bitcoin.com. It's a great site, and I love everything about it. So, plus, it values privacy, and the state doesn't. Coming to us from MacRumors.com, New York law enforcement officials evidently operate a $10 million lab designed to crack iPhones. Have either of you heard anything about the whole iPhone hacking thing?
Yeah,
with the FBI?
I know a pretty considerable amount with a lot of stuff with the iPhone, considering I have one.
Really? You do not strike me as the type who would use an iPhone.
I am an iPhone user, for sure. In fact, I was an early adopter of the iPhone.
But not a Mac.
Not a Mac!
At least you aren't completely tainted.
No, the iPhone is their one, like, really good device. Like, that's the one thing.
Which series is that?
And I switched. I tried. I was like, I really like some of the things Apple's doing. I don't like. I want to try and switch. I tried switching to Android for about 8 months, I think it was.
Okay.
And then I just, like, was like, I want to throw this thing against
the wall. I mean, they're cheaper.
Yeah, so but it ultimately comes down to one thing, and my girlfriend's a Samsung, you know, fanatic, and recently she's been considering switching after watching me use my phone and how, like, I, you know, just easily do things. And the biggest thing that has always bothered me, and I think I would switch if it weren't for the Android, and this is, everybody's like, well, you could change it. The Android keyboard is awful.
I mean, yeah, you can change that easily.
And I've changed
30 seconds.
Yeah, and I've tried many, many different Android keyboards. They're all equally terrible.
You can even install the Apple keyboard on Android, I'm sure.
I don't know about that, but that would be interesting to see and test if it's the same keyboard. Because there's lots of things that Apple has done with their keyboard.
Oh, yeah, here they finally added
amazing
swiping like Android has had for the last 4.5 years.
Yes, they did that, and it is better than it was on Android. I used SwiftKey and another one. There were a couple swipe keyboards on Android that I tried.
I use actual swipe, and I love it.
Yeah, actually, swipe was also available on iOS a long time before Apple added it officially.
Right.
But
that's the swipe keyboard and not the swipe technology, I suppose.
Yeah. Swipe, SWYPE, right, is the keyboard. So I've tried that. The thing that I like about Apple keyboard, first of all, being able to switch between swiping and not swiping, I'm able to type much, much faster with two hands than with one. And I am able, but although the swipe is very nice if you're having to type one-handed, you can swipe with a thumb or whatever to do swipe words, and that's a fantastic addition.
Why couldn't you switch between both using Android? Because that's what I do.
You could. However, the function that Apple has that Android has not seemed to manage to do properly is hitboxes on the keys very predictably, invisibly in the background on an Apple keyboard. So if you're typing, for example, if you type the letter T, right, automatically the hitbox for the key H, right, will be bigger. It won't change in size on the keyboard, but when you go to actually tap that key, it's much easier to actually hit that key because it's predictively expecting you to hit that key because there are so many words that start with TH, right? It's a common, you know, combination of letters. And extrapolating that, they have made, you know, hundreds of thousands of these kinds of combinations where there's these predictive hitboxes for keys, so it expects you to be typing certain things. So when you're quick tapping, right, with my big fat fingers...
I mean, all of these are features available on countless Android keyboards, though.
Supposedly, but I've not encountered it, and it's every time I've picked up an Android phone to, like, type on it, it's just a mess. I just get, like, backspace. Like, I just can't type. And, like, I go to type on an Android keyboard, and it's just typo. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to type on this thing anymore. And that's literally all it comes down
to.
I use the apps.
That's a crazy thing to say, considering, you know, damn you, autocorrect was spawned by iOS and keyboard.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because, like, I don't know if people, like, just weren't bothering to, like, train their autocorrect or turn on the correct thing.
It is important to do that extensively and consistently.
Yeah, so I went through the process of training my autocorrect so it always worked properly. And, you know, making sure that you know, and get rid of things like this swear filtering and all these things. I feel like some of that stuff, there are things for people that just don't pay attention. And that's okay, then, you know, you can't make a fair argument. And if you were to say, like, if I were to tell you, you said, like, oh, yeah, did you know you could switch the keyboard? And I was like, no, I didn't know that. Well, then I'd be an idiot. But, no, I tried a bunch of different keyboards and tried it and compared it, and it just, again, 8 months. I just tried for 8 months, and I was like, all the apps are fine. It really just comes down to this keyboard. I can't stand the keyboard. Really? That's it. It just comes down to the keyboard. I do
each
like
their own, I guess.
Yeah, I do like the fact that a lot of iOS apps do tend to come in early, you know, earlier or better with the upgrades on iOS.
Because
of the marketplace, you know,
it's a more predictable ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's countless different versions of Android being run on countless different devices.
And with the Apple, they're able to just have the hardware or program for it, and they can expect people to pay money.
Now, is an iPhone, because I don't use them, I've never used an iPhone, and God willing, I will never own an iPhone. Is it encrypted by default, or is that something that people have to set up? Okay.
It's encrypted by default. However, Apple just made a wonderful announcement, which makes me hate them a little bit more, which is that because the FBI was complaining, and because Tim Cook is a loser, they decided to scrap the plan to encrypt the iPhone backups. So if someone uses iCloud backup, you do not have an option to even encrypt that.
Backup to some other location.
Backups are backed up to the cloud on Apple servers. So essentially you're sending a copy of your phone to Apple servers that is not encrypted.
Can you turn that off?
Yes, you can turn that off. But if you don't turn that off, then you're sending all your data to Apple in a completely
And when does this take place?
What is the point of encrypting the phone then?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just don't send anything to the cloud.
Yeah, don't. If you want your phone, if you don't want them to have access to your phone, don't use
iCloud. But I mean, what would take place? The FBI would go straight to Apple and be like, we've got this other shooter.
Yep.
And we can't crack his phone, but we know he sent some stuff to the cloud. We want access.
Yeah.
And Apple would just say, here you go.
Maybe, yeah.
Probably based on their history. I don't know. Yeah. They did resist when the FBI wanted them to build a back door into their software or something like that.
Yeah,
so they could not for that.
It's weird that they're not willing to, you know, decrypt phones. They're not willing to manually decrypt a phone or build in a back door. But when it comes to the cloud backups, well, then all hands are off. I don't get it. I don't understand why they're willing to cooperate there.
Sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The impeachment trial of President Trump continues on Capitol Hill. House managers and the president's legal team are debating rules. The tit-for-tat continues on the Senate floor.
Mr. Schiff also talked about a trifecta. I'll give you a trifecta.
During the proceedings that took place before the Judiciary Committee, the President was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The President was denied the right to access evidence. And the President was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings. That's a trifecta. A trifecta that violates the Constitution of the United States.
That's the President's attorney, Jay Sekulow. The governor of Washington State says there's no need to panic after a man in the state was diagnosed with a coronavirus spreading around China. Governor Jay Inslee says the CDC and state health officials believe there's low risk that the disease will spread to other folks in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And the next generation of wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw it directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Now, Johnson, you were talking about Apple's plan to not encrypt backups. Do you still have this pulled up in front of you?
Yes.
Want to take it away?
Yeah, sure. Wait, something just got messed up.
But it's not a Mac, so it's...
No, I just accidentally double-tapped on my...
It's Linux.
Nope, not Linux either. I just
Are you running Windows?
Yeah, it's Chrome that I dragged a tab onto one another. Yeah, I run a bunch of different operating systems, actually.
I run almost exclusively Windows, but I'm a PC gamer, so that's kind of...
Exactly. And I also use Adobe applications, so it's really unfortunate that they don't run natively in Linux. I mean, you can use things like Wine and some other emulation-type programs to get it to work, but it's not a great experience. So, okay, so I do have this story here from Reuters. This is about this backup situation. So, Apple dropped plans to let iPhone users fully encrypt backups of their devices in the company's iCloud service after the FBI complained that the move would harm investigations. Six sources familiar with the matter have told Reuters. The tech giant's reversal about 2 years ago has not previously been reported. It shows how much Apple has been willing to help U.S. law enforcement and intelligence agencies despite taking a harder line in high-profile legal disputes with the government and casting itself as a defender of its customers' information, which it clearly is not. In fact, that's such a big slap in the face to its customers. It's like, yeah, your phone's encrypted by default, so you had this impression that your phone's encrypted. But if you're using iCloud, guess what? We're decrypting all your information and storing it so that we can send it to the FBI. Yeah. That's like the biggest lie. Like, they're the biggest liars. If this is true, they are the biggest liars ever. And Apple, like, I wouldn't be surprised if this, now that this story is coming out, because this story was just coming out today, like, Apple potentially could take a huge stock hit. Like, who knows what's going to happen with Apple if people get wind of this, that Apple has been just lying to its customers.
Well, I don't know that it would hurt them too much. Of course, Coinbase did something sort of similar by pretending to fight the IRS and their demands for Coinbase's records, but then ultimately turning over and, you know, giving them that information.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Apple is just playing the same game of, oh, we're going to look.
Well, I mean, like, the phone's encrypted by default, so Apple could just not decrypt customers' information when it's backed up. Or they could say that only what's being backed up is encrypted data from an encrypted phone.
What about the fact that Apple even has a way to decrypt its users' phones?
Right.
That seems like it's a problem by itself.
Yeah, that, and I'm wondering, well, I mean, I don't know how exactly that's working, because it's not decrypting the user's phone. The phone is sending data, but it's sending a backup of data. So is that backup of data an actual backup, or is it an unencrypted backup? Like, is it somehow the backup file being sent in an unencrypted way? Because you have to be able to decrypt the phone in order to operate the phone, right? So you open
the
phone.
Yes, but Apple, the company, doesn't have to be able to do that once the software they make is capable of doing it.
But they do, well, they do in a way, right? Because it's the way the backup software works. You have to unlock your taking photos, then those photo files, right, in order to be read, have to be unencrypted.
Right.
Otherwise, they won't be readable as like a JPEG or whatever they are in terms of file format. So when it sends the file to the backup service, it's sending the JPEG file, not the encrypted data that would be stored on a locked phone.
Okay.
You know, that's the difference, you know, is that what happens is that encryption is happening when the phone is in that locked mode. The moment you unlock the phone, it's decrypted.
Right.
You know, that's why if the law enforcement grabs your phone while your phone's unlocked,
you're screwed.
You're screwed.
And that's why you should not have things like thumbprints and voice controls and whatever unlocking your phone.
Yeah. I actually had a conversation today because I was thinking about this, and Apple has included a thing called the panic mode, where you can start rapidly tapping this. This is for like people who are like getting raped or something.
Okay.
So,
well, let's go straight to 10 here.
So you tap. You
people
know, tap
who are in distress actually, no, would somebody, also have been acceptable.
Actually, somebody, who was in distress. Actually, I think there was like somebody being attacked by an animal that was able to get their life saved because they went crazy on the thing and the rescuers were able to show up in time or something.
This is on your phone?
Yeah, this is on every iPhone.
So
if you press the power button and you repeatedly like freak out on the power button, it will immediately dial 911.
That does not sound like a feature.
It will. It is. It
that
actually
sounds like a problem.
It comes up with a warning. So it makes an alert noise, so it's like a loud alert, which is useful, too, if you're in danger. So it makes a loud alert, and it starts a countdown, and it says that it's going to be dialing 911 in like 10 seconds or something like that, or maybe it's 5, I don't know. But it says it's going to be dialing emergency services. And it then also puts it in a state where if it does that, if it's dialing 911, right, it requires a password. The photo ID or the face lock
to prevent it from actually calling out.
No. So it will it will call out, or you can stop it from calling out, but it puts it in a locked mode. So it's like if you power off a phone, if you power off an iPhone and power it back on, that Face ID won't work. It requires a password. It requires whatever your password or passcode is. So if you've set a password and not a password.
So to be clear, the only way to stop the phone from dialing 911 at that point is to actually enter your passcode.
No, you can hit cancel.
Okay, so your rapist could just reach over and hit cancel.
Potentially, yeah.
Okay, that does not sound like a good plan.
I mean, here, I'll just do this. I mean, I'll just do this right now. I'm just going to freak out my phone and...
Okay.
So I can hit stop, and it's 3 seconds, stop calling, so I stop it.
Justin's going to get us rated now.
But what happens is it stops, and now it says, now it's locked. Now the phone is locked, so it'll put it requires a password.
So it has like a hard lock and a soft lock.
Yeah, it has a hard lock and a soft lock. Now, because I have my phone set to have a password, right? Now, some people are foolish and they use that 4-digit passcode, which the police have a device, obviously, that can go through the phone and enter 1 through 1,000, right? Or 001, 002, 0003, whatever, and it keeps entering those numbers. And it can break a four-number PIN code very quickly.
Yeah, it only takes 10,000 guesses. Well, it can't. 9,999 guesses.
Exactly.
Well, I guess it would be technically be 10,000.
Because of 000.
Yeah.
Anyway. So 10,000 guesses, it can break that very, very quickly. But if you set a password, forget it. That's, you know, thousands of years.
So what you're saying is somehow that little siren that went off, that little baby siren, scared off an attack animal?
No. So it's got 3 seconds. After that 3 seconds counts down, so it was a very short timer. I thought it was a little bit longer than
that. Yeah, that was pretty short. I was alarmed thinking that your phone was seriously about to call 911.
Yeah. So it was like 3, 2, 1, and it's going to call 911. So if you're doing that, chances are they're not going to be able to grab your phone and slap it out of your hand or do whatever before that phone dials 911.
Right.
So what I was thinking is actually if you're in the situation where you are pulled over the police, and I made this kind of comment today, if you're pulled over, you could actually use the police's own recording systems against them by calling the police using this function. Your phone is then locked, calls 911, then you have a recording of your interaction with the police that is available for a Freedom of Information request.
I mean, you could also just like stream it live to YouTube and Twitch using
Cell 401. If they say that they're going to take your phone from you and you go tap, 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 3, 2, 1, my phone is locked.
That's very curious. What if you live in a state where they have wiretapping laws? Could they use that against you?
Nope, because you're calling the police. So they couldn't.
But they're being recorded.
Yeah, but they're being recorded by their own system.
We need to talk more about this because I have several questions and ideas. What do you think? Is it a good plan to have a phone that calls police like that? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That phone number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we're talking about tech issues and tech ideas here. And I want...
So let me just clarify something here real quick on that dialing thing, right? So if I do that, the alert goes off, and I stop it and doesn't dial 911, I still... put my phone immediately into requiring a passcode, which means...
Which would be helpful if you were pulled over by the police.
Yeah, so if I'm pulled over by the police and I want, nope, you don't get access, sorry, I just go crazy on my power button. That's a fantastic addition by Apple to make it so that they can't read the phone. Because the phone is encrypted. Once that passcode is up and active, they're not getting into that phone if it's a passworded phone.
Well, isn't that kind of a solution to a problem that Apple created, though?
No, not
really.
By
having the whole hard lock and soft lock thing in the first place?
No, not really. The whole reason why people are able to get into the Apple phones is because all the hardware is the same. I mean, yeah, you could say that's an Apple-created problem because all the hardware is, you know, basically you're working in the same platform.
Sometimes you can get in using your face, right? And sometimes you have to enter the password. Now, isn't that a problem? Apple created this way for you to lock your phone so that it requires the password when they were the ones who implemented allowing your phone to be semi-unlocked using only your face in the first place.
Okay, so if your phone was unlocked using your face, I could prevent police or someone someone who I don't want to unlock my phone, I just would not look at you, or I would not look at my phone. So you would point the camera at my face, right? And I just won't look at the phone. You would have to force my eyes to look at the phone. I could literally just do this, and my phone won't unlock.
Have you ever dealt with police before, Johnson?
Yeah, I'm sure that they're trying to beat me, and I'd be like, let me hold the phone so I'll point it at my face. Click, 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 click. Now my phone's locked.
Okay. But, I mean, you could also just have it not unlock with your face in the first place.
Yeah, you could do that.
That's what I would do.
Annoying.
Okay. I mean,
I don't want to enter a passcode every 5 seconds. This is actually much safer because my phone is locked all the time.
Being secure is going to be a little annoying.
Yeah, but I find this idea to be much more secure because my phone is secure all the time. I mean, it's locked right now.
So is mine.
You know?
I don't find it that difficult to enter my information to unlock it.
Then how long is your password?
It's long enough.
Long enough. My password is like 20 or 30 characters. So it's okay. A long password. My phone is very well encrypted. So if they were to get access to it and try and decrypt this phone, they're going to be spending a very long time. So I don't want to be entering
that
password.
That's a bit overkill for a password based on modern computing technology, for sure.
Mine's really.
More like 12, I think.
The longer it is, the longer it takes.
Yeah, but it's not like they have the time and technology to crack a 10-digit password anyway in any reasonable amount of time.
I don't know that that's true. There's a chart about that, actually. 10 to 12 is actually not that long.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So what about this $10 million company in New York? Are they able to, in a good amount of time, break a 10-character password? Are they just plugging it up to some device? It's just like... Backdoor already.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything more. I mean, I know we were talking about the Reuters article about how Apple has backed off and decided to not. I don't know if there's really much more to say about it than that. I mean, there's a lot more in this article, but it's like, is there really much more to say about the fact that Apple just backed down and they're like, we love the FBI? I mean, they rolled over and they're just allowing this these backups to be read. That's
or was this really what was is this what was discussed back in 2016 when the FBI came at them the last time and Apple stood up to them and stood down a court order.
Yeah, maybe they didn't really stand up to them. They were like, okay,
well, we're gonna act like we're fighting for the folks.
Right.
But when you come back, they didn't even
drive that discussion. Maybe the FBI did. We'll let you appear this way by saying this, but meanwhile, we need access to the backups.
Correct.
Yeah. So
alarmingly plausible.
Yeah. So I kind of wonder what happened there. But now that the cat's out of the bag, I hope this goes real badly for them or they have to reverse this.
One would hope. So this story from the New York law enforcement officials, Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. built and oversees a $10 million high-tech forensics lab built exclusively for the purpose of cracking iPhones, according to a new profile done by Fast Company. The lab is equipped with mind-bending hardware and a team of technology experts, many of whom are ex-military. This sounds like a conspiracy theory. I feel like I need to look more into this.
Already, $10 million isn't a whole lot.
No, you're not.
Not for a government department, even if it's just a little police department. I mean, $10 million is a drop in the bucket. So how many guys do they have? Probably a couple, two or three, a bunch of guys in charge.
Yeah, I don't know about this article. It came up in my news feed, and it seemed like something worth talking about, but it goes on to say, Vance's team has thousands of iPhones at the facility in various stages of being cracked. I don't know how the New York Police Department could acquire thousands of iPhones that need to be cracked. I realize New York City is a very populated city, but we're talking about them illegally hacking into thousands of phones here.
Well, I mean,
how many people are they arresting for pot and confiscating their phones because of it, you know?
So you think there should be more than thousands?
I think there should be significantly less. I would expect maybe a dozen.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think every criminal case, and of course a lot of them are going to be drug-related, all their possessions are being acquired, and you're not giving them back until they have sufficiently been gone through, and sometimes never.
Okay. That's a good point.
I think 1,000 actually sounds like a small amount. For a population of New York all the crime that's going on there?
It goes on to say that there's a supercomputer that generates 26 million random passcodes per second, a robot that can remove memory chips without using heat, and specialized tools for repairing damaged devices to make them accessible once again. It sounds like they're running an iPhone repair shop. All of the iPhones are hooked up to computers that are generating passcodes in an effort to get into the iPhones. Now, this is one of the things I like about Android. If you attempt to boot my phone and get into it and you fail 10 times in a row, it wipes itself. Cannot be reversed.
Is that an app you're using on your phone, or that's your phone was set up default?
I don't know the answer to that. I think it's part of
a feature
custom
that you can
ROM.
Enable on iOS. I don't know that that's...
That's what I would recommend. Because, I mean, the alternative is to let them just keep trying crap. So just let the pictures go or whatever. I mean, but do you really care if the FBI has access to your pictures from the Apple backups or what? I imagine it's other information that is actually of concern here.
Yeah, so it's not a default on Android. It's actually, you have to have something like an app. Lock screen. You can enable lock screens because security, but then you need something like an app to do automatic data wiping. Like, there's one an app called 2-Install Locker or something like that. That's one app.
And your phone certainly has to be rooted for it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So anyway, Vance has been a major critic of Apple and has called on the government to introduce anti-encryption legislation to make it easier for law enforcement officials to get into iPhones needed for criminal investigations. According to Vance, 82% of smartphones that come into the unit are locked, and his crime lab can crack about half of them. Vance believes it is not fair that Apple and Google can prevent law enforcement officials from accessing smartphones.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
you keeping us from doing our jobs.
He says that law enforcement is entrusted with the responsibility to protect the public, but Apple and Google have limited access to information just because they say so. But that's categorically untrue. Law enforcement has no responsibility to protect the public whatsoever.
Right.
The Supreme Court of the United States has said that. So he's pretty much just...
And I wonder how many of these cases they're really just looking on like these phones to protect their own interests.
To erase
other cop, the
guy who was recording.
Yeah, who was pummeling some child or something.
Or shooting your dog, one or the other.
Yeah, shooting somebody's dog, accidentally killing somebody's family member.
So Vance says he's of the opinion that there should be a balance between protecting user privacy and getting justice for victims of crimes. That's not their call. It's not their call because there's something bigger here at issue. He speaks terribly rather than their individual determination of where to balance privacy and public safety.
Mm.
What's bigger is you've got victims and you've got a law enforcement community who have strong imperatives that should be recognized and balanced equally with the subject decision makers by the heads of Apple and Google. I think it's unbalanced. So let's get rid of that Fourth Amendment thing and just make law enforcement jobs easier. It's just not fair that, you know, there is a Fourth Amendment that keeps them from doing this kind of crap. It's just, it keeps them from serving and protecting us effectively. 855-450-3733. Do you still have privacy? 855-450-FREE.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want, 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.